first of a three-game set between the Nationals and Cards. Bryce Harper is certainly ready for this one. He would have himself a ball game. We pick it up 5-4 St. Louis in the fifth. Brett Cecil already on in relief of Adam Wainwright. Two men on facing Matt Wieters.
He's on the spot right here, trying to keep a one-run lead. A one-ball, two-strike count on former Baltimore catcher Matt Wieters. Wieters holds the bat down on the knob. The runners lead the pitch. A swing and a line drive base hit into left center field. Jason Wirth scores, stopping at third. Stephen Drew, first and third, nobody out. We have a tie game at five. That run is charged to Wainwright. Widespread stance in the left-handed batter's box for Eaton. Here's Cecil with the pitch. Eaton swings and lifts a fly ball deep center field. Back goes Fowler. He's under it, makes the catch. The runners tag, and Wieters will go back to first as Drew scores the go-ahead run. 6-5 Washington. Eaton drives in his third run of the night. Six runs charged to Wainwright.
And he does it with a short stroke, an effortless type swing. We talked about how short his swing is. All he did is get underneath that ball, and he showed his strength. He hit that ball a long way to center field. Nationals have left 10 runners on base. That may end up being a story if the Cardinals can come back in this one, and there's plenty of time to do so. Short lead by Carpenter. He's just a couple of steps off the bag. Albers set and the pitch. Line drive to right, sinking liner, but Harper's going to get this one. He's going to try to get Carpenter at first, and he did. He got him. What a strong throw from Harper in right field. He doubles off Carpenter on a sinking line drive off the bat of Stephen Piscotty.
3-1, and Drew's looking for a go pitch here with the bases loaded, one out, Washington leading by two.
Well, they're searching right now. He and Yachty are searching to throw a 2-1 curveball. Stephen Drew tells me he just does not feel that good about his fastball, either location or velocity right now.
The 3-1 pitch with the bases loaded. Here it is, a swing and a base hit to right field. It scores Harper. Zimmerman comes around. The throw to the plate is late. On to third base, Jason Wirth. And the Nationals open the game to a 9-5 lead. Here's the next one from Broxton. Harper drills it to the second baseman off Wong's left arm and into right center. Two runs are going to score, 14-5 Nationals. That shot by Harper just ate up Colton Wong.
Well, it wouldn't be an easy play for sure for Colton Wong. It was really blistered off the bat of Harper, but it's a play that Wong should try to make. He let that ball get in on him a little bit too much, and we'll see how they score that. But it has been all Nationals here in the eighth inning, 7-run inning so far.
The Nationals pound out 19 hits, none of them homers, as they go on to win it 14-6. Bryce Harper reaches base in all six plate appearances, finishing with four hits and two walks. He also drove in three and scored two runs. The Nats win despite committing four errors. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny spoke after the game about the drubbing at the hands of the Nationals.
If you look at their defensive mistakes, missed opportunities for you guys to kind of put this game in a different direction early?
Yeah, we had some chances. I mean, score some runs. We just weren't able to hold them back from putting way too many on.
Wino gets out of that jam. Striking out a couple guys in the third, but it just seemed like he couldn't just kind of find that groove.
Yeah, he pitched out trouble a couple times. We've seen him do that in the past. That's sometimes when he's at his best. But yeah, they just kind of kept coming, and you know, and you got to make plays behind him too. You know, that's a big difference maker there.
We've seen a lot of long innings for him his first two starts. Is that just still trying to pinpoint the command?
Yeah, I think in part, once again, one of those long innings was almost one pitch, two outs. So, you know, those sort of things, they help beat a pitcher up a little bit.
Do you think this game was kind of compounding of a lot of the other different things throughout the past week you saw kind of just still need to be fine-tuned?
You know, a couple defensive mistakes. But really, it comes down to, you know, got to get outs from a bullpen, and the starters, you know, had a great first time through. And I believe that's the kind of pitching we're going to get from our starters. And we got to do some things different in the pen. If we can keep the games close, feel our offense will end up making a push late, but you know, still score 6 runs a day, not even in that game.
Can you put your finger on anything that's going on with the bullpen?
No. Part of it's, you know, guy coming over to a new team, trying to make a big impression and keep putting him in tough spots, which, you know, he's used to. Mm-hmm. And just so far, you know, just trying to get in a good role. Seagrass too, just trying to get him feeling a little better, having a little success to build off of. Bowman did a nice job. And then Broxton just had to kind of eat it there for us and save the rest of the guys down there.
Cards starter Adam Wainwright struggled in his team's lopsided defeat.
Yeah, they put some tough at-bats on me early on and got my count up early and made me work very hard for it. So, you know, sometimes you get your tail whooped and you got to, you know, give some credit the other side. They worked some, they hit some tough pitches. They hit some good pitches. They hit some not so good pitches. And they got their hits and they worked the counts and they did their job as hitters.
In terms of your stuff, what was working for you?
I had pretty good stuff to that. I've just got to continue to work down a little better, you know, and trust those fielders behind me, let that ball get on the ground. But my stuff is fine. My body feels good.
I think it was 3 times you had a lead entering an inning and let it go. Is that kind of what eats at you the most?
That's... Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I had 3 leads and blew them, all 3 of them tonight. So very tough. You know, a couple early on jams, though, that I got out of. But, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's just got to keep making pitches. And I made some pitches early on. Just didn't make them at the end of that inning there in the fifth.
It's so early in the season, but what do you make of the start that you guys were up to?
Well, we haven't played great ball, you know, since the first day, and it's a bad first week. You know, we've had a bad first week, and that's really all you can say. Luckily, that we got a lot more weeks coming up that we're planning to play a lot of really good baseball. So it's unfortunate. We hate starting off a season like this. Our fans want to see better out of us, I'm sure, and we expect better out of ourselves too. We'll be back.
Up next, the Cardinals series continues Tuesday with the Nationals' Lance Lynn up against Gio Gonzalez.